We're going to start from two lines from the bottom on Sadi Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Menah Aminola. The Gemara, in the beginning of yesterday's daf, presented a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes about a person who was Bederech Rechoka. A guy was too far away, which again, we'll see as we go on what exactly that means, to bring the Karban Pesach. So the question is, what if someone went ahead and shechted the Karban on their behalf anyway? Is that a valid Karban? So Rav Sheshes happens to hold that it's not a valid Karban, and the guy still has to bring Pesach Sheni. So how does Rav Sheshes know that? Desanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nemar Tamei V'Nemar V'Derech Rechoka. Ma Tamei Shesipik So according to Rav Sheshes, based on Rabbi Akiva's statement, the pasuk lumps together the two types of people who cannot bring Pesach Rishon, someone who's Tamei and someone who's too far away. So just as a Tamei person is theoretically able to bring the carpet, just that the Torah says he's not allowed to, so too the guy who's Bederech Rechoka, so in theory he could have, let's say, appointed a shliach, he could have appointed a messenger to go and bring the carbon on his behalf. So you see that the only thing preventing him from doing that is the fact that the Torah says, if you are Bederech Rechoka, if you are personally too far away, then you cannot participate in the carbon. So how would Rav Nachman respond to that proof? Rav Nachman Amar Lecha, Rabbi Akiva Letamei, the Katsavar in Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, the Anas Rav Nachman would say that Rabbi Akiva is assuming, like one opinion of the Machlokas, which we cited already several times before, which is whether a person who's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz is allowed to partake of the Karban. In other words, if a guy only has Tumas Sheretz, do we allow such a person to participate? Do we say, okay, you could check the Karban and you could use Rikas Adam on behalf of a person who's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz or not? So Rabbi Akiva clearly is assuming that Ein Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva is assuming that you cannot do that, you can't shecht or do zrika sadam on behalf of someone who's only tummy with tumas sheretz.
I think everybody has to mute because there's a lot of background noise.
Okay.
There's a lot of noise.
Okay. Better? Yeah. Okay. So again, Rabbi Akiva is assuming that a person who's tummy with tumas sheretz is not allowed to partake of the karban, but Rav Sheshes is going to disagree with that. So again, Rav Nachman seems to disagree with that. So that's going to underlie the machlokas here, which is if a person, in other words, just as in the case of someone who's only Tamei with Tumas Sheretz. So again, Tumas Sheretz is only Tamei until that evening. So in theory, the person could have, been able to participate in the Karban. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that a person who's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz cannot partake of the Karban, even though in theory they would become Tahor that night, so too a person who currently is Bederech Rechoka, they're too far away, even though in theory they could get to the Beis HaMikdash in time, they are also going to be Pater from bringing Pesach Rishon. Okay. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Elu She'osen Es HaSheni, Hazavin V'Hazavos HaMitzorayin V'HaMitzoros, Zenidos U'Voal Inidos V'Hayoldos, HaShogigin V'HaAnusin V'HaMizidin, V'Tamei V'Shehaya Bederech Rechoka. So the Gemara rattles off several categories of people who are Pater or either can't bring Pesach Rishon and therefore have to bring Pesach Sheni, which include various types of Tamei people, whether a Zav or a Zava, a Mitzora, whether male or female, a woman who's a Nida, a man who had relations with a Nida, a woman who just gave birth. And in all of these cases, the Gemara says that's true whether it was B'shogeg, whether it was Ba'onis, it was against your will, whether it was B'mezid. In all of these cases, you cannot bring Pesach Rishon. And also a person who's Tamei, in other words, in general, it's a Tumas Meis, or a person who's Bederech Rechoka. Again, they're too far away from the Mikdash. So the Gemara asks, Im Kein Lama Nemar Tamei. So the Gemara says, why then does the Torah specify that a person who's Tamei cannot bring Pesach Rishon if we just said that every type of Tamei person can't bring the Karban? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lama Nemar, di boy lemeva barishon lo shavkinali. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course the Torah has to specify that a Tamei person can't bring Pesach Rishon, because the Chiddush is that even if the guy wants to bring Pesach Rishon, we're not going to let him, because a Tamei person is not allowed to partake of the Karban. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Ela imkein lama Nemar bederech rechoka. In other words, the real question of the Gemara was, why does the Torah have to specify bederech rechoka? Why does Torah have to say that a guy who's too far away can't partake of the Karban? So the Gemara says, L'fotrum in akari suchaman da'amar hurta. The Chiddush of the Torah saying that a person who's too far away cannot partake of the Karban is to teach me that such a person is, in other words, he's not chai of karis. If a guy was too far away from the Mikdash at the time of the bringing of the Karban, so the Chiddush is that he's not chai of karis, and that accords with the opinion in the Gemara that the Gemara cited on yesterday, is off the sheet of Rav Nachman, that if a person went ahead and had a Karban shechted acted on their behalf, even though they were b'derech rechok, even though they were too far away, that will still affect kapara. That will still count as a valid carbon pesach. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, Isha b'sheni mi mechayva? Is it really true that a woman is chayv in pesach sheni? V'hatanya yachol lo yehu osen es hasheni ela tamei nefesh shahayu b'derech rechoka zavenu mitzora enu voali nidos minayin tamud lomar ish ish. The Gemara says, I might have thought that there are only two exemptions. There are only two types of people who can bring pesach sheni, which is one who is tamei with tumas meis and one who's too far away, because those are the only two categories that are mentioned in Chumash. How do I know that other types of tamei people, whether a zav or a mitzora or a man who has relations with a nida, how do I know those types of people are also included in the heter of bringing pesach sheni? So the Gemara says, because the Torah says ish ish, and Parshas Bahalusko, when the Torah introduces the din of pesach sheni, uses a double expression of ish ish. So what do you see from that phrase ish ish? Ish ish seems to exclude women, right? Otherwise, the Torah should have just written ish as a general term. The fact that it wrote it twice seems to imply that women are excluded from Pesach Sheni. So how can anyone suggest, because remember, earlier the Gemara was listing off certain types of Tamei women who can also bring Pesach Sheni, like a Nida, like a woman who's a Mitzora, or a woman who's a Zava, but now the implication is that only men are subject to the Din of Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Kashi, Ha Rabbi Yossi, Ha Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. This happens to be a Machlokas, which we actually cited a little bit earlier in the Gemara. It's a Machlokas between the Amoraim and between the Tanaim about whether women are obligated in Pesach Sheni or not. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chayv Kares Ala Rishon v'Chayv Kares Ala Sheni Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Nosson Omer Chayv Kares Ala Rishon Ufater Ala Sheni. Rabbi Hananya Ben Akavya Omer Af Al HaRishon Eino Chayv Kares Elo Imkein Lo Asa Es HaSheni. V'Oz Dula Tamayu Desanya Gershin Es Gayer Ben Shnei Psachim Mechin Katan Shehigdil Ben Shnei Psachim Chayv Lasos Pesach Sheni Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Nosson Omer Kol Shazakuk LaRishon Zakuk LaSheni Kol Shein Zakuk LaRishon Ein Zakuk LaSheni. So the Gemara presents a three-way machlokas about the relationship or the lack thereof between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. According to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he says if a person fails to bring Pesach Rishon b'meizid their chayiv karis, and if you fail to bring Pesach Sheni b'meizid your chayiv karis. According to Rabbi Nasan, he says you're only chayiv karis for failure to bring Pesach Rishon, but not for your lack of bringing Pesach Sheni. And then Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya says that a person is only chayiv karis for not bringing the Pesach Rishon if ultimately they don't end up bringing the Pesach. So those are the three shitos in the Gemara, and the Gemara even says that this seems to conform to his general disposition. Gemara has a famous case about what happens if a person, let's say, either converts to Judaism or someone becomes bar mitzvah in the interim between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni during that 1 month. So the question is, are they chayiv to bring Pesach Sheni? So that's a machlokas. According to Rebbe, so Rebbe says that yes, such a person is in fact chayiv to bring Pesach Sheni, because Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is an independent obligation, whereas Rabbi Nosson says no. Rabbi Nosson says the whole concept of Pesach Sheni was only instituted for a person who was subject to Pesach Rishon, but for some technicality, whether because they were Tamei or they were too far away, couldn't bring it. But if a person was totally off the radar screen for Pesach Rishon, either because they were under Bar Mitzvah or because they weren't Jewish at the time, so then Pesach Sheni does not speak to them according to Rabbi Nasan. So the Gemara... Yeah. According to Rebbe, a person who doesn't bring Pesach Rishon is Chayiv Karis. You have a potential to make that up by bringing Pesach Sheni, but in other words, you're still going to be Chayiv Karis. You're still going to have a Chayiv Karis hanging over your head, and then if you also bemazed don't bring Pesach Sheni, you're going to be Chayiv Karis again. In other words, there's
double Karis?
Potentially. If you end up not bringing both Karbanos bemazed, then potentially you could be, again, it doesn't have real ramifications in this world, because Karis is a Chiv in Shamayim, but in theory, you would be Chayiv Karis twice, potentially, yeah.
But Rabbi, yeah. If you didn't bring it the first time, right?
Yeah.
The kara is removed.
Well, that's exactly the machlokas in our Gemara. The Gemara has three shitos right about this issue. The Gemara is going to flesh this out right now. We're going to see exactly what the issue is here. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara explains. But Maiko Miflugi, what's the machlokas here? Rebbe Savar Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. Rabbi Nasan Savar Sheni Tashlumin Derishonu Tekune Lo Rishon Lo Maskinle. Rabbi Hananya Ben Akavya Savar Sheni Takanta Derishonu. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he says that Pesach Sheni is an independent chiyuv. It's an independent holiday, so to speak, which means that it's just a separate obligation. So the guy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle, the guy becomes Jewish in the middle, he still has to bring Pesach Sheni. And failure to do so is going to spell a chiyuv karis. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. According to Rabbi Nasan, he says that no, Pesach Sheni is simply tashlumin. It's simply making up for the lost chiyuv of Pesach Rishon, which means that if you were not subject to Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni for you. And according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, he says no, he says Pesach Sheni is simply a, again, it's simply something that rectifies is Pesach Rishon. So if you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, then you bring Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara explains to Shlashtan Mikra Echadosh, all three of the Yeshitos derive their halacha from the same pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Bahalosha. It says, V'Ish Asher Hu Tohor Uvderech Lohaya. And the truth is, the Gemara is going to be focusing on the latter half of the pasuk, which the Gemara doesn't even cite here, which says, V'Chadala Asos HaPesach, V'Nichrisah HaNefesh Ahi Yikarav Ama, Ki Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado, Cheto Yisah HaIshah. That's the full pasuk. The pasuk basically means that if a person is either Tame or they're too far away, and they don't bring the Karban Pesach, right, V'Chadala Asos HaPesach, they hold back from bringing the Karban Pesach, then the pasuk says, Ki Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado, because the person failed to bring the Karban in the proper time, and again, they weren't Tame, they weren't far away, the pasuk says, Cheto Yisah HaIshah, which we'll see in the Gemara, basically means that the person's Chayiv Kari. So the Gemara now explains, Rebbe Savar, V'Chadala Asos HaPesach, V'Nichrisa, D'lo Avad Barishon, Inami Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado Basheni. So according to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the pasuk reads as follows. The guy does not bring Pesach, in other words, the guy failed to bring the Karban Pesach, and therefore he's Chayiv Kares. That means that he failed to bring Pesach Rishon. And then the pasuk gives you a second option. It says, Karban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado. You failed to bring the Karban in the proper time. That refers to Pesach Sheni. Umimai Dahai Chet O Yisah Kares. So how do I know that when the pasuk ends off and says, Chet O Yisah HaIshahu, that person is going to have to bear their sin, that that's a reference to a Chi of Kares? So the Gemara says, Kasofar Megadiv Hainu Mivarech Hashem, Uchsiv Mivarech Hashem, V'Nasa Cheto. The Gemara Hai Cheto Dehacham Cheto Dehasam, Ma'la Halon Kares, Avkana Mi Kares. The Gemara says it's derived based on the Gzeres Shava from what's called Megadiv. Megadiv, we'll see in the Gemara, it's a machlokas exactly how to define Megadiv, but this Shita in the Gemara, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, holds that Megadiv is translated in Pashup Shah. This is based on Pesukim at the end of Parshas Emor. Megadiv means someone who blasphemes Hashem, a person who curses God. So the Gemara says that in that context, in Parshas Emor, by the person who blasphemed Hashem, the Torah also uses the expression Vinasa Cheto, he has to bear his sin. And in that context, the person was Chayiv Kares. So just as a person who blasphemes Hashem is Chayiv Kares, so too here the guy who fails to bring the Karban Pesach, because the Torah uses a similar formulation of Cheto Yisa and Vinasa Cheto, similar formulations, the guy here is also Chayiv Kares. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Nasan Savar, the Chadal La'asos HaPesach V'Nichrisa, Tahayki Lashon Dehahu, V'Hachi Ka'amar Rachamana, Dehah Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado Barisha. So now according to Rabbi Nasan, he interprets the pasuk differently, because again, the Torah says the expression Ki Korban Hashem Lo Hikriv B'Moado. So the word Ki, we know this already from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and other places in Shas, Ki can always have four different meanings. So in this context, according to Rabbi Nasan, the word Ki is translated as Dehah. Dehah means because, as opposed to according to Rebbe, and we'll see according to Rabbi Chananim and Akavya, the word Ki means if. In other words, according to Rebbe, the pasuk reads that a person is Chayiv Kares for not bringing Pesach Rishon if they didn't bring Pesach Sheni. But according to Rabbi Nasan, you're Chayiv Kares because you didn't bring the Karban Pesach. So now the question is, how does Rabbi Nasan interpret that pasuk of Chet O Yisa, that the guy has to bear his sin? So the Gemara says, Kasavar Megadiv Lav Hainu Mevarech Hashem, the Gemara Haychetu Dehasa Mehaychetu Dehacha, Mahacha Kares Afasam Kares. According to Rabbi Nasan, the psukim about Megadiv that we alluded to before does not refer to someone who blasphemed Hashem, even though the word Megadiv, you know, literally is translated that way. But according to Rabbi Nasan, the Megadiv in Parshas Emor was actually a person who was praising other gods. So again, it's not a great thing, but it's not the same as blaspheming Hashem. It's a little bit different. So according to Rabbi Nasan, he says, since that those psukim were not talking about someone who blasphemed Hashem, there are no psukim in Chumash according to Rabbi Nasan that explicitly talk about that, and therefore again, we need to derive based on a Gzeres Shava from Karban Pesach to extend to the person who was singing praises to other gods that a person is also going to be Chayiv Kares. That's according to Rabbi Nasan. And then the third sheet of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Savar, V'chadal la'asos ha-Pesach v'nichrisa, I korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado b'sheni, v'haycheto yisamayoved le'kida amran. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, so in other words, stylistically, he interprets the Pasuk very similarly to the way in which Rebbe did, because he also thinks that the word ki korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado in the Pasuk also means if and not because. He just says the Pasuk just simply means that if a person fails to bring Pesach Sheni, then retroactively they're going to be Chayiv Kares for their failure to bring Pesach Rishon. That's how he interprets the Pasuk. So then the Gemara basically draws us all to a big conclusion. Hilkach, he's a bazeu vazeh, divrei hakolchai. So everyone agrees. If a person doesn't bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni b'mezid, in other words, he intentionally failed to bring both karbanos, everyone says he's going to be Chayiv Kares for that. Then the Gemara says, Shogag bezeu bezeh, divrei Yaakov patur. And conversely, if he failed to bring both karbanos, but it was b'shogeg, then everyone agrees, of course, that he's not going to be chayav kares. What's the machlokes? He's in barishon v'shogeg b'sheni. What, in other words, what if the guy failed to bring pesach rishon b'mizid, but he failed to bring pesach sheni b'shogeg? So the Gemara says, l'rebiu l'reb nasan l'chayvi l'reb chananim and akavya patur. According to Rebbe and Reb Nasan, in that case, you're going to be chayav kares, because again, the ikar is pesach rishon. Since you failed to bring pesach rishon b'mizid, therefore you're going to be chayav kares. Whereas according to Reb chananim and akavya, you're not chayav kares, because according to him, you always have the option to make up Pesach Rishon with Pesach Sheni, and since you only failed to bring Pesach Sheni b'shogeg, that's not enough to warrant a chayav kares according to him. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Shogeg barishon v'hizid b'sheni l'rebi chayav l'reb nasin l'rebi chanan b'nakavya pater. And the converse is, let's say the guy b'shogeg forgot Pesach Rishon, but then b'mezid forgot Pesach Sheni, so according to Rebbe, you're going to be chayav for that, because since Pesach Sheni is an independent chayav, you're still chayav kares for that, whereas according to Reb Nasan and according to Reb Chanan ben Akavya, you would be putter from a chi of kares in such a case. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Ezo hi derech rechoka. What exactly is the definition of a person who's too far away to participate in the Karban Pesach? So the Mishnah says, Min hamodiyim belachutzu chimidas alecha ruach divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it means a person who is the distance from the Beis HaMikdash, from the city of Modiyin, which we'll see as we go on, is 15 mil from the Mikdash. So we'll see again as we go on. The Gemara is going to try to give a little bit more of a precise definition. So Rabbi Akiva says, if you're that distance away from the Mikdash, what we'll call 15 mil away from the Mikdash, so then you are putter from bringing Karban Pesach Rishon. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omer may escupa so azara velachutz. Rabbi Eliezer has a very limiting definition of derech rechoka. He says derech rechoka doesn't mean that you're far away. It just means that you're physically outside the confines of the azara of the mikdash. You could be 3 feet away from the mikdash, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you are not physically inside the mikdash at the time of the shechitas Karban Pesach, you are exempted based on the rules of derech rechoka. Now, what's the basis for that? So the Gemara says, Amar li Rabbi Yosi lefichach nakod al hay lomar lo mipnei. That's why when the Torah presents the p'tur of derech rechoka, you'll notice in the Sefer Torah there's a dot on top of the hay of the word rechoka to teach you that it doesn't really mean that you're far away. It's almost like a halachic far away. You're not actually far away according to Rebbe Eliezer. You could be 3 feet away from the mikdash, but that also qualifies as derech rechoka according to Rebbe Eliezer. Okay,
then the Rabbi, yeah. We're defining far away. If you get the distance, what is the time that gets? Using for far away.
Yeah. The Gemara is going to discuss all of that. We're going to see. We're going to see as we go along. The Gemara is going to try to define some of those details, as we'll see. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara now explains. Amar Ula min hamodiyim liYerushalayim chamisha asar mil and havya. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, derech rechoka is literal. You have to be 15 mil away from which is the distance from Modiyim to Yerushalayim in order to be exempted from the karban. The Gemara says that distance is 15 mil. Savor laki hada amar Rabba bar Barchanam Rabbi Yochanan kama mahalichada. Bayom, asara parsos. What is the average distance in which a person walks daily? The Gemara says it's 10 parsos. One parsa is 4 mil, so 10 parsos is 40 mil. A mil is approximately 0.9 miles, depending on, you know, which opinions you're following. So, you know, the average person walks 10 parsos or 40 mil per day. So the Gemara explains, Me'alos ha-shachar v'yad ha-netzach ha-mechamish ha-smilin. The distance, or the amount of time between alos ha-shachar, between dawn and between sunrise, is 5 mil. Mishkiya sacham v'yatzeh and similarly, from sunset, from Shkia until Tisak Kochavim, until the three stars come out, that's another 5 mil. So Pashula Tlus, and now you're left with 30 mil for the rest of the day. Chamesar mitzafra lefalga diyoma, vachamesar mipalga diyoma leorta. So 15 mil from the morning until noon, and then another 15 from noon until sunset, until evening. So the Gemara says, you see from here that it takes 15, in other words, a distance of 15 mil to get to the Beis HaMikdash from Modiyin in the morning. And since the earliest time to shecht the Karban Pesach was at Chatzos, or right after Chatzos, if you were not in the Makom HaMikdash at that time, or if you couldn't get there by that time, then you were covered by the p'tur of Derech Rechoka. So the Gemara explains, Ula Tameh, to Amar Ula, Ezehi Derech Rechoka, Kol Shein Yachali Kanis Peshash Shchita. This conforms with Ula's general Shita, which is that the definition of Derech Rechoka refers to someone who cannot not make it to the Mikdash at the time of Shechita. So that means that if you are in the area of Modin on the morning of Erev Pesach, you are not, in other words, if you haven't left already, you are not going to make it to the Makom HaMikdash by Chatzos, which is the earliest time of the Shechita of Karim Pesach, and then you're going to be putter because of Derech Rechoka. Omar Mar, Me'alos HaShachar at HaNetzach HaMachamishas Mila Milolan. How do we know that the amount of time between dawn and between sunrise is the distance of 5 mil? What's the basis for that? D'chsev u'chmo HaShachar Allah v'ya'itzu HaMalachim u'chsev HaShemesh Yatza Ala Aretz v'lod Batzohara v'amar Rabbi Chanina l'didi Chazi li'ahu Asra v'havya Chamisha Milan. So the Gemara cites Pesukim in Parshas Vayera, when Hashem is rushing, or the Malachim are rushing Lot and his family to get out of the city of Sodom before it's destroyed. The Pasuk says, as the sun was rising, the Malachim are rushing Lot and his family to get out of Sodom. And the Pasuk says, as the sun was rising, Lot gets to the city of Tzoar. So he was leaving Ukimo HaShachar Allah, that's Alos HaShachar. He gets to the city of Tzoar at sunrise. And Rabbi Chanina says, I saw that place, I saw the distance between Sodom and Tzoar, and it was 5 mil. So you see that the space of time that it takes between Alos HaShachar and Netzach HaMa is the distance of 5 mil. Okay, then the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Ula, Eze Hu Derech Rechoka, Kol She'en Yachol Likonis B'Shas Shechita, Rav Yehuda Amar Kol She'en Yachol Likonis B'Shas Achila. The Gemara now presents a machlokas. According to Ula, so the definition of Derech Rechoka means that the guy cannot make it to the Mikdash at the time of the Shechitas HaKarban, which again, the earliest time of that is at Chatzos and Erev Pesach, but Rav Yehuda has a much later time frame. He says Derech Rechoka means that you can't get there at the time when you start eating the Karban Pesach, which is already at night, which is already the night of Pesach. So Amar Li Rabba Le'ula Le'didach Kashi Le'Rav Yehuda Kashi. So now Rabba turns to Ula and says both your Shita and Rav Yehuda's Shita is difficult. The Gemara explains Le'didach Kashi De Amar Kol Shein Yachol Likonis B'Shas Shechita V'Hat Mei Sheretz De'in Yachol Likonis B'Shas Shechita V'Ka Amar Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tmei Sheretz. He says, first of all, according to you, Ula, you say that if the guy can't make it there by the time of the Shechita Sakarban, then he's covered in the Ptur of Derech Rechoka. But what about the opinion that holds in the Gemara earlier that a person who's tamei with tumas sheretz is able to participate in the karban? That guy is not going to be tahor at the time of the shechita. He will be tahor that night when Pesach begins because it's only tumah for one day. But at the time of the shechita, he's not going to be. He's going to be tamei. So what right do you have to shech the karban on his behalf? According to you, the guy has to be there and be tahor at the time of the shechita sakarban. On the other hand, Ula Rav Yehuda kasha de amar kol shein yachol ikonis b'shas achila v'had tamei sheretz de yachol ikonis b'shas achila v'ka amar ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. Rav Yehuda disagrees with this. Rav Yehuda holds that a guy who's tummy with Tumas Sheretz is not able to participate in the Karban Pesach, but the problem is, according to him, but in other words, since the line of demarcation according to Rav Yehuda is that the guy has to be there or be tar at the time of the eating of the Karban, so that night, on the night of Pesach, the guy is going to be tar anyway. If he was tummy with Tumas Sheretz in Erev Pesach, Tumas Sheretz only lasts one day. So by that night, he's going to be tar anyway. So if according to Rav Yehuda, in other words, if according to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for a person who's tummy with Tumas Sheretz, why should that be so? The guy was tummy on Erev Pesach, he's going to be tar by that night at the time of the Achilas HaKarban anyway. So both of these shitas seem to contradict what Ula and Rav Yehuda generally hold. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Le Lo Lididi Kashi V'Lo Le Rav Yehuda Kashi. It's not problematic according to either of our opinions. Lididi Lo Kashia Derech Rechoka LaTohar Ve'in Derech Rechoka LaTami. Ula says that the heter of Derech Rechoka, the principle, the concept of being too far away, was something that was only instituted for people who were Tahar in the first place. Meaning, there are two separate exemptions that the Torah lists for a person who can't bring Pesach Rishon. There's Tamei and there's Derech Rechoka. And according to Ula, the two are completely separate. So if a person is Tamei, they're not subject to the halacha, to the p'tur of Derech Rechoka. It's a completely separate p'tur according to Ula. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda Lokashia, Tamei Sheretz Rachaman Adachye, Dichsev Ish Ish Kihiyet Tamei Lo Nefesh. Milo Askinan Shechol Shvi Shelo Lihiyos Berav HaPesach Va'afilu Hach Yomar Rachaman Alirchei. So, and on the other hand, according to Rav Yehuda, he says that a person who's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz, the Torah says that they cannot participate in the Karban Pesach, because the Torah says anyone who's tamei, it says ish ish kiyat tamei lo nefesh, a person who's tamei with tumas meis. So in other words, what's the case of a guy who's tamei with tumas meis that could have theoretically participated in the Karban Pesach? Presumably it's a guy who's seventh day of tumas, because again remember, a person who's tamei with tumas meis is tamei for the full week. So let's say his seventh day is on Erev Pesach, and the Torah still says that he's not allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach. So just as that tamei tumas meis guy whose tumas supposed to end on Erev Pesach cannot participate, so the guy who's tamei with tumas sheretz on Erev Pesach, whose tumah is supposed to end by that night, also cannot participate according to Rav Yehuda. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Haya Omei Chutz Lamodiyim, V'yachol Likonis Besusim U'Bepradim Yachol Yehi Chayav, Tamad Lomar V'Derech Lo Haya, V'Halo Haya B'Derech. So then the Gemara says, let's say a guy is technically beyond that 15 mil line according to Rav Yakiva. He's beyond Modiyim. He's too far away. But let's say the guy has a horse. The guy has chariots. He has animals. He could get to the Mikdash Mikdash in time theory. So I might have said, maybe the guy is chayiv. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Since the Pasuk says, uva derech lo haya, this guy doesn't qualify as being on the way. Because since technically he's too far out, even though he could theoretically get there quicker, he's not that, he's still covered by the Ptura of derech rechoka. On the other hand, haya omid lefnim en amodiyem, ve'en yachol likanez mene gemalim ukronos ha-ma'akvos, so yachol lo yehe chayiv, tamalomar uva derech lo haya, v'harei lo haya bederech. On the other hand, the guy is within the 15 mil from Odin, but for some technical reason, he won't get there on time. There's animals and wagons and whatever blocking the road. So I might have said maybe he's putter. So no, you see that in that case, he's still going to be chayv because he is technically on the way towards the Makom HaMikdash.